Good morning. Joining us now is Dave Bossy. He is the former deputy manager of the Trump campaign, current president of Citizens United, and he rubs elbows with Steve Bannon. He might know a little bit about him. Dave Bossy, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you for joining us on this Monday.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Steve Bannon, as we all know, left the White House, was back at Breitbart by Friday afternoon. He gave several interviews, and in one of the interviews that he gave, he said he is going to battle for President Trump. We were debating earlier in the show, is he more effective outside of the White House, or has he lost some of his power by not being in the White House?
I think he's going to be an incredibly powerful voice from the outside, fighting for the president's agenda every day, and he is somebody who understands the president and understands the president's agenda, and is going to and was an effective communicator of it during the campaign, during the transition, and then during the first 8 months of the White House. So I think he is going to now be unshackled, if you will, because when you're a federal employee, when you work in the White House, you have to work in a certain way. And I think now he's going to have a little bit more freedom to help the president, formulate his communication ideas and get his legislative agenda through.
You know, Dave, we watched as Steve Bannon left Friday, and then quickly everyone kind of had all eyes on Breitbart's website to see what direction he would take it. Two directions that he had it, or the site went in on Saturday, was to continue to go after General McMaster, and also some less than flattering pieces about Ivanka Trump. We saw the president tweet support for Steve Bannon on Saturday. If Breitbart continues to sort of go after people who are members of the White House, does that bother the president, do you think, or is he okay with that approach?
I think that Steve is his own man, and he's going to run, Breitbart now the way that he feels it needs to be run. And the president is going to make his own decisions. That's yet to be seen. We will see just, how effective Steve is, in the sense of taking on his former colleagues. I don't know if there's a lot of room for that. I think for him, it was never personal. He was very close with Reince Priebus and with Jared Kushner and with many of the White House staff and got very close to them during the campaign and transition and worked very closely, hand in glove. But these are not personal for him. This is not personal to him. It's about policy. And so he'll take disagreements over policy public, but I don't think he'll be attacking anybody personally.
So on the,
I hope.
On the policy question, I want to ask explicitly about that. He's famous for having a whiteboard in the White House on which he wrote many of the president's promises from the campaign. Who, in your estimation, takes over the whiteboard, or does it just get erased now?
There's many folks, that are still part of the administration. Steve was kind of the leader and the most well-known. But there were many people inside the White House, including Kellyanne Conway, Mick Mulvaney, and others, who understand what got the president elected and were committed and still are committed to that legislative agenda. And so I think you're going to see, a host of people continue to stay true to what got President Trump elected and make sure that President Trump is reminded all the time, not that he needs it, but it's always good to have voices around you that are reinforcing the things that got you elected. And that economic populism that really, resonated with the American people, one of the main reasons that he won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Iowa, and North Carolina, for that matter, was because of his economic message. And if you look at his record in the first 8 months of a million new jobs, 2.6% growth, the stock market at an all-time high, if we just could get tax reform through the Congress and tax relief for the American people, I believe our economy is set to go gangbusters. And I think that if the president stays focused with the Congress to do that, you know, we're going to have a great next year, year and a half.
Well, we're very interested to see where Steve Bannon takes Breitbart and where he goes from here. Thank you so much for joining us, Dave. We appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great Monday.
Thanks for having me.
That's Dave Bossie, former deputy manager of the Trump campaign, current president of Citizens United. 743 on WMAL.